welcome back to Magnetic North and my new series of Retro for Radio columns called for my years at the Cook County News Herald. This bit of writing came from the mid-October issue of 1997. Throughout the week past, I've been mysteriously afflicted with joy. I say afflicted because far from making me leap in the air, this strain of joy renders me temporarily inert. Not paralyzed, but waylaid, kidnapped, snagged by whatever thing or scent or color interrupts my plan for the day. My heart seems particularly vulnerable to beach stones, for instance. They claim the better part of every surface of my home. The same is true of the taupe-colored cashmere roving just back from the mill. This is teased from my infamous Herdsire nightshade over a half dozen below zero sessions. I hold each ball of unspun fiber, drifting either back to those nights in the barn combing the old goat out, nor fast-forwarding ahead to knitting the fine fuzz into thrummed mittens this winter. Sometimes, though, this kind of joy comes in surprises I can hold only in my memory. For instance, the countywide spectacular in the sky that had aurora alert lines buzzing, the October 10th Northern Lights Show. I staggered out into the yard well after dark to put our twin labs, Ollie and Jubilee, to bed in their bunkhouse by the barn and became vaguely aware halfway across the yard of movement above me. Looking up, I gasped at the multicolored curling vapors overhead. Purple, green, red, white, undulating streams of color were everywhere the moonlight was not. The heavenly disco lights oozed into fantastical shapes, curling cats and stalking phantoms, the edges ruffling like oysters sautéing in butter. After locking the dogs in for the night, I longed just to sprawl on my back in the grass and bathe in that glorious glow. But when one lets chickens run loose on the lawn, 'tis best to stay upright at all times. My Gunflint Lake friend John Henriksen told me later that he was having dinner at the lodge when the Aurora show began. He said that the hostess suddenly raced into the dining room and shouted, "Everybody out on the deck! Northern lights like never before!" And John said every single diner did just that, leaving food and drink behind and standing in the cold night air, crook-necked and ooing and aahing over the same show that I was watching miles downhill. Another unexpected treasure came my way at a 50th anniversary party for a neighborhood couple held at the Bloomquist family cabin on Bloomquist Mountain. A simple structure, the cabin commands a view of forest and lake unparalleled in the county, in my opinion. The party's high point for me was a slideshow of photography by George Bloomquist, accompanied by his favorite country gospel music. Nothing fancy, just pictures of his world that he wanted to share, a visible gift to us all. There were his white geese swimming in a pond with their pale goslings, and Florence's pink geranium spilling out of a washtub planter, backed by her red and yellow and gold hollyhocks, tied up against a weathered bit of white siding. And of course, George included the wiggly gaggle of scarecrows that always stands dressed for whatever the season at the entrance of the long, curving gravel driveway leading to the Bloomquist homestead. The family mountain cabin was there too, a wash of golden aspen stretching down to the lake, where George captured dozens of beach scenes. The one featuring a small boy in cowboy regalia squinting into the sun with a missing one front tooth grin got a big laugh. "Was that David? Nah, he never wore that outfit," and so forth. What was it, I asked Paul, driving the mile back to our home, that made those pictures so like the simple and simply delicious comfort food served up preceding the slideshow? We decided it was love. Love of what George treasured. And like the Bible says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. How generous of him to open his heart to us. So it's been a full week. A week of being afflicted by joy and not getting much in the way of seasonal to-dos done. Thus, the storm windows are still in the garage, the chicken coop still needs a new layer of straw and barn lime, and the firewood must be stacked eventually. But remembering George's slideshow, I ignore all that and pick up my camera. There's joy out there to be gathered in. Winter is coming, but it wouldn't hurt to have just a bit more joy put away to stop, ponder over, and feel summer again. Now would it? For WTIP, this is Vicki Bakes Anderson with Magnetic North.